We shall never surrender.
One small step for man.
I have a dream.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
What's the status quo of your favorite quote? Professor Buzzkill explains all on Quote or No Quote.
Welcome, welcome to our first episode of Quote or No Quote, Buzzkillers. In these shows, we'll check into the well-known, well-worn, and frankly worn-out quotes that supposedly originated from the brains and mouths of famous historical figures. Too often, historical and mortal humans are turned into prophets or demigods by generations of us repeating their quotes as if they were divinely inspired. When these quotes turn out to be bogus, it should be obvious to us that we've been putting our faith in the wrong things and the wrong people. Unfortunately, we don't realize it often enough. And we're going to start, of course, with the granddaddy of them all, Winston Churchill. One of Churchill's most famous riposte supposedly occurred at a social occasion in the 1920s and went like this. Lady Astor, never one of Winston's admirers, said to him, "If I were married to you, I'd put poison in your tea." And Churchill replied, "And if I were married to you, I'd drink it." Well, I hear you buzzkillers out there crying out in anguish. What's the verdict, Professor? No quote. Although it's appeared in some biographies of Churchill, there's no solid evidence that he ever said it. The references to this quote in those biographies are unsourced, and therefore it's hearsay. At the very least, Churchill didn't invent it, and he certainly wasn't the first person to say it, if he ever did. Various versions of this type of exchange appeared in human interest sections of newspapers and in vaudeville music hall comedy routines in the early years of the 20th century. Fred Shapiro, in the Yale Book of Quotations, tracked the phrase to a joke line from a January 3rd, 1900 story in the Chicago Tribune. And Garrison O'Toole, of the Quote Investigator, has traced it to an overheard story in the Listener section of the Oswego Daily Times on November 18th, 1899. Oswego's in upstate New York. So Churchill didn't skirt death by not being married to Lady Astor. But here's a genuine quote from him about doing just that, narrowly avoiding death. "Nothing in life is so exhilarating as to be shot at without result." The source of this is from his book, The Story of the Malakand Field Force, published in 1898. As a young soldier, Churchill was part of the relief force that helped lift the siege of Malakand, which was in 1897. And it was one of the many battles during the long period of the Anglo-Afghan Wars in the late 19th century. And he clearly saw some exhilarating action during that campaign. Churchill was probably correct to say that being shot at without result would get your blood racing, but we don't recommend trying it at home. Too risky, buzzkillers. Talk to you next week.
Capacast.